T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, an emergency.
I had 2 coupons for a free Whopper.
Anyway, the guy took my coupons and he won't give them back to me, and he won't give me the free Whopper that they called for either.
What's happening to me?
You're dreaming, kid, and it's time to wake up.
You gotta wake up. Go!
I hate Mondays.
I woke up this morning and I just hated everything.
I mean, hate's a strong word.
Hate is a strong word. It's the right word, but still.
I used to hate mornings.
Then I started popping no-dos.
And listening to the sound.
My favorite.
Radio.
Show. Is it show?
When is this gonna air?
Right now.
Okay.
See what you do to me? Now I want a Whopper. How easy I am. I did talk to somebody that had, I saw somebody on Facebook post about how delicious White Castle's veggie burgers are.
I just saw that they had them.
What do they call them something?
Well, okay. So a black bean. So they've had them for a little bit, but they just got the new ones. Is it the Impossible Burger?
That's it.
Impossible Slider?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's this veggie burger that a bunch of different chains carry.
Yes.
That you know, the idea is that it tastes more like meat than anything else. And now, yeah, they've got it at White Castle.
And I've heard that it's so much better than the original one they had. This one is
Yes, the original one amazing. They had was a stretch. It certainly didn't taste like a White Castle burger.
But I guess, like, they put the onions on. Like, I think if you have those grilled onions.
They go for it.
I don't know. I'm just telling you. If you like a good veggie burger, it's supposed to be great. I saw rave reviews online about it. I just talked to the maintenance guy in the parking lot a little while ago. And I don't really know.
Hey, Fastlane Courtney Landrum, slow down.
Yeah. I was going to say woman of the people, Courtney Landrum. She's got time for everybody.
His name is Greg. And he said that he is ready for his radio show. His DJ name is going to be DJ Whatty What.
I love it so far.
And he wants a show, and it's called Sit Your Ass Down. But he said it more colorfully.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, what's the show about? And he said, we just take calls from people with their problems. And if we can't help them, we tell them, sit your ass down.
At least a podcast right there.
I'm telling you.
That sounds great. Does he want to take the first half hour of our show?
I almost invited him in.
Yeah, that's
like,
awesome.
We're all a little tired today.
Courtney Company starts at 6 every day from now on.
See, you don't know what kind of little gems you're going to get from just chatting with the people.
Yeah.
Right.
That's awesome.
And I don't know him, so I don't know how he knows I work on radio, because I don't know him.
Who's your... Radio's Courtney Landrum.
I think it's because of my grubby outfit. Oh, she must be in radio. But maybe one day we can get him in. Although, I have to let him know, you know, even ass, I'm saying that very early this morning. We don't normally say that word on the air.
But Kevin knows where the dump button is now.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he does. And now that he knows, he goes a little crazy when it's time for him to hit it.
It felt good hearing you say it, though. Can we each get one in real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I don't want to.
Now you're uncomfortable.
Yeah, it makes you
feel like,
weird.
Let her get in trouble.
Yeah.
All right, Jen's coming in a little later because everybody had quite a weekend. Tim had all his comedy shows at the Funny Bone. Jen did a quick tour of Buffalo, flew to Buffalo, met John Cusack, had her picture made with him.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it online. It's a great picture. What do you think? I think he looked fine.
Yeah, too.
He looked like John Cusack.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Somebody here said it didn't even look like John Cusack. I'm like, it didn't?
Really?
I think it looked just like him.
Yeah.
So we'll hear about that. I guarantee you she did not ask a question. I will put money on it.
I'll bet there's a story, though. I bet she's got something for us.
What did I do? I went to the Lebanese festival on Friday.
Oh yeah. How was that?
It was great. I love a festival, especially with different cultures. I tried a couple things. Hummus was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were some wrapped thing with meat inside. I don't know what it was called, but it was pretty good. It had, and Nick got it and he liked it, and to me it had a heavy cinnamon flavor.
Ew.
And he does not like cinnamon.
Huh.
I don't know.
He liked it.
And then they have these shots that are like ouzo, but not. But they're not as sweet as ouzo, but they're that same black licorice thing.
Ouzo is like a Greek thing, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you're not supposed to shoot it. You're supposed to sip it.
Interesting.
Chilled.
And was Trish Gazelle a celebrity there?
Yes, and she was on the microphone when we got there.
Oh, that's great.
We surprised her. Because...
try the stuff that tastes like ouzo but isn't. And the meat cinnamon thing.
And then, Kevin, what about you?
I set up my Halloween decorations.
Oh, jeez. Hey, I said everybody had an exciting weekend. Never mind.
Hey, 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
What about you, Lance?
Oh, I'm going to come in last here because yesterday was yard work. And... yard work was yesterday. The day before was I was going through a bunch of old paperwork and stuff. I threw out, and I'm not kidding, a stack of paper that high.
What?
2 feet. I threw out about 2 feet of paper.
What was on this paper?
All kinds of stuff. I mean, it was, you name it, it was just stuff I had not gone through.
Does mail bother anybody else as much as it bothers me? I hate mail.
How so? Just in general?
All the
just
crap mail. There's nothing in there. It makes me nuts for some reason.
Yeah, I get those weekly, the circulars, whatever they call them.
Everything. Oh, and now it's election time.
For you, do those always show up on Monday? They seem to show up on Monday all the time.
I don't pay enough attention, but...
And I'm not a good mailbox checker, because I mean... There's really nothing that's coming to me because I don't pay anything, any bills. I don't mail any bills.
Right.
So it makes me nuts.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
All right, I'm glad I'm not the only one. But he does like mail here at the radio station.
Love mail here. Radio Tim Convy, 1220 Olive Street. Send it my way. You can find the address on Instagram. Yeah.
63103. All right. Today on the show, we have one of our last 3 in a row for the St. Louis Cardinals. We'll give you tickets to the Giants Cardinals on the 21st. All you have to do is answer 3 simple trivia questions. You decide if they're simple or not. Sometimes it's not simple. Also, Taylor Swift are continuing that from last week. Anytime you hear a Taylor Swift song between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m., caller 13. You win a pair of tickets to her show tomorrow night, which Radio Tim Convy's will be in attendance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and today, as far as weather, just more heat. Hot, humid with a high of 91, and then more heat tomorrow, high of 92. And it looks like it's in the 90s until Friday when it's going to cool down a touch.
I know. Normal high temperature this year is 80 or 81.
That's what
this time.
Yeah.
October's for that beautiful weather, I think.
See, the thing is, winter hung on too long. Summer's hanging on too long.
We're never happy, are we?
We're missing fall and spring. Those are the best ones.
Right. Those are the best seasons.
Mm. It is 72 now, and here is Lance with another look at your traffic.
72.
Sit your ass down.
Feel I'm well on my way to my dreams coming true, and I'm getting to do it with you.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. It's Taylor Swift Day today, all day. Anytime you hear a Taylor Swift song, in a few minutes until 7 o'clock, 6 to 7, be caller 13. You win tickets for a show at the Dome at America Center tomorrow night. Okay, everybody saw over the weekend, I'm sure, the Weather Channel guy faking his... Trying to stand up.
That is the best.
It's the best thing I saw all weekend.
And if you didn't see it, it's at Y98.com.
What a gift. Sometimes you just get gifts.
I mean, it was so full on. And then people are like, well, I mean, he was in grass and they were on concrete.
Nope.
The long video shows them just casually strolling behind him as he is trying to like grip things to stand. And he's leaning the way the wind, like he's... It looks like the wind is blowing right.
Which raises...
It looks weird.
It raises many questions. Number one, is there no director telling that cameraman to zoom in?
People behind you.
Yeah.
Number two, is the cameraman hate that guy so bad he's just like, hey, guess what? check this out.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Maybe.
Will there be consequences for that guy?
They keep coming up with excuses. Like, he was really... he was exhausted because he'd been on the scene for however many hours, so he was feeling weak. What else did they... I mean, they had all these different excuses.
You could... I mean, there's arguments to be made that maybe in that wind it's more difficult to stand still than it is to walk around, but, man, it is...
They were strolling, though. They weren't even... They didn't even look like they were a little braced.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They were almost skipping. That's how... And they had shorts on.
Yeah.
They were those shorts wearers, though, in cold weather.
Yes.
You know the people.
Yeah.
But here's something I had no idea, and maybe I'd heard it, but I didn't know. Do you know who owns the Weather Channel?
Ooh, it's NBC Universal, right?
No.
Oh.
Is it Ted Turner?
He just bought it not too long ago for $300 million.
It's changed hands a lot over the years. I don't know who owns it now.
Byron Allen.
Does he really?
No way.
Yes.
Way.
Really?
Real people's Byron Allen?
Yes.
He's gotten really successful.
And Byron Allen may not be familiar to you if you're younger, but he was on the show called Real People back in the 80s?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, late early 70s, 80s. Early 80s, yeah.
He was on TV a ton, too, mm-hmm. back in the day.
He had his own talk show for a while.
He's a comic,
show.
Right?
Yeah, it does a show called Comics Unleashed that's just comics sitting around talking, and he owns, his name comes up in the producer on a ton of UPN sitcoms, and he owns quite a few things, but I had no idea he owned a whole channel.
Wow. Yes, $300 million, and he has put $100 million into all new gear, technology, and he just bought this, and now
apparently acting classes.
Yeah, right. I want to find out what Byron Allen thinks about it. But I just thought that was fascinating that Byron Allen owns the Weather Channel.
That's insane.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I don't know. I guarantee you this guy will see no kind of trouble for what he did. But does that help them? Does that hurt them? What does that do?
I think were the Emmys last night?
They're tonight.
Oh, they're tonight. I think that guy was trying to get that performance in right before the Emmys to see if maybe he could win.
Best acting I've seen in a long time. All right, here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
All right, let's start. Let's start on 55 downtown. Got a crash.
Y98, the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Congratulations to Jessica Hefner from Webster. She is our first winner for Taylor Swift tickets today, and we got at least another one coming up, so keep listening.
Yeah, until 7 o'clock tonight with Paul Cook. All right, so Tim, over the weekend at the Funny Bone, any single ladies that came out to possibly get a date with you?
I don't know if that was... no, I don't think so.
You don't?
There were a few awkward...
moments.
I don't know.
Yeah,
everyone's very nice.
Yeah, everyone's very nice.
Yeah.
Did your parents come see you at the Funny Bone?
No, mom isn't really allowed to, unless I do clean shows, which I wasn't doing this weekend. And then
but your dad doesn't mind.
No, he's allowed, but he was out of town. My dad was in LA with my brother Chris, and they went and saw Burt Bacharach.
Oh,
seriously.
Wow.
And my brother's Instagram story is so funny because my dad mispronounces things. So a few of them were, he called Jason Statham Jason Strathen.
Uh-huh. That sounds normal.
He referred to the movie Crazy Rich Asians as Really Rich Asians. And I forget the other one, but my brother kind of told the whole tale of their weekend. So yeah, no parents, but I had a lot of cousins and stuff.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, I'm bringing up dating and divorce and love. And so I'd just like to put you in the hot seat when possible. They are saying now that according to a divorce firm, they are saying that Fortnite and video games, period, are now cited as the reason for couples splitting up in about 5% of cases.
5%?
I think that's a pretty big number.
Well, yeah, it is. That's 5 out of every 100.
Yeah, they say that they're not sure about the stats in America because this is in England.
Oh.
But I bet... it's even bigger.
Yeah.
I bet it is.
That's crazy and sad.
So I'm curious about what weird thing was...
Nobody
reason for your divorce. How did this person change? You got into this relationship. All of a sudden, they became a hunter.
Exactly.
Or a hunter. Whatever it is.
That's what I was going to say. Nobody evolves into a video game addict, I don't think. You have to have some idea that this is at least a big part of their life. The idea of that creeping up on you and surprising you seems like a little
much. I don't know. People change through the years. They get, the addictive personality. If it wasn't available before and maybe they just started, they're like... I mean, it may be something completely new.
Yeah, but usually they try to be like their significant other. I only say that from my experience with my mom. My mom was a staunch Democrat. Then she married Wayne. Well, they didn't marry, but they were together for a while. I mean, almost 10 years, and became a staunch Republican.
She became everything her
significant other was.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And she all of a sudden was a gun shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Was she ever into guns before?
No, never, never. But it became a tradition at Thanksgiving. We'd go out and shoot the guns with Mom.
Yeah. I mean, what a classy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I'm looking for somebody to be like me.
So if you have a weird reason you got divorced, they got into something that they weren't into. I mean, I'm not saying anything illegal. 314-531-9898 is our text line. And then they also say, speaking of your mother and morphing into them, you may be in a relationship with someone that kind of looks like your mom or dad. We gravitate toward people that kind of look like our parents because they're imprinted in our brains. It's our first meaningful relationship. And so maybe you don't mean to. Nick looks nothing like anybody in my family.
Mm-hmm.
He's very Italian. And Sarah doesn't look like anyone.
No, no. I mean, it's funny. I've heard you gravitate to people who act like your parents.
No, but this is look. You don't even know it's happening. It's just kind of there.
My brother, Kern, I think, is going the opposite way because everybody he brings home
is totally opposite
of
anyone that you've ever seen.
Yes.
Any family members, anything?
Yes. Like, couldn't be more different.
Maybe his relationships weren't as meaningful.
That could be. I think he would probably make that argument.
531-9898 is our text line. Weird reason you got divorced. They got into a hobby that...
Y98, that was Pink and not Taylor Swift. If you just tuned in, just missed us playing a Taylor Swift song about 15 minutes ago. But don't worry, Taylor Swift Monday, every time you hear a Taylor song, give us a call. And if you're the 13th caller, because that's her lucky number, you have a pair of tickets to her show tomorrow night. By the way, listen for Ready For It next hour.
All right, two new fashion trends. I know, these are really silly. Like the jeans that cost $450 and they have like plastic on the knees, or they're just a jean strip around your waist and around your ankles. This is a real thing. You know, New York Fashion Week, I don't know if it's still going on, but it was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all the big things come out of. Well, I'm just going to read the headline.
What's the new trend? Is it something that used to happen and now it's back?
Mm-hmm.
Something from the 90s.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Earlier than that.
80s?
Yes.
Scrunchies? Well, we already knew those are back.
Fanny packs are back.
Yeah.
Members only jackets?
No, but I think people still wear members only jackets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ironically.
We do.
Okay, I'll just read you. It says, this is the most provocative thing in fashion right now.
Oh, what?
Prairie dresses.
Oh,
no.
What is that?
Like, provocative.
I had a prairie dress for my 8th grade graduation. That was my dress. And I believe I wore a prairie skirt for freshman orientation as well.
Is that like Little House on the Prairie?
They're like longer skirts with like a ruffle on the bottom. I remember Jessica McClintock was known for her prairie look.
She was.
If you recall. I don't know. They say that they are... they're going to be the new thing because they kind of style them in a harsh way.
Yeah.
Like the dresses are sweet, but they have heavy eyeliner on and maybe not the typical shoe you would wear with a prairie dress. So they're saying they're provocative. And the other fashion thing is blazers with nothing on beneath them for women.
Oh, yeah. That's been around for a little bit. I'm a fan of that look.
Oh, come on.
I think it's cool. That's been around for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think it has.
Yes, it has. It's having a moment.
With models walking down the runway.
What else
taste in the right
there?
Way.
Can you imagine somebody just walking down the street?
Right.
Going to work here.
Like, hey, what?
I know.
It's like my dream I have where I show up somewhere with no pants on. It's similar to
that's
that.
That's a very different look.
Entertainment Schmig is coming up in just a minute. Game of Thrones or This Is Us? Your favorites facing off at the Emmys tonight. We'll give you a rundown in the next 6 minutes on Y98. It's
Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today.
Do it!
It's going to be a great day. Congratulations to Paul McCartney with his first number one album in over 36 years.
How does that happen? Why this one? I mean, he's put out some other ones. Maybe sometimes you just get the right week where Kanye's not
maybe all the terrible maybe. Interviews he did with too much information that nobody needed to know.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not a big... I blocked it out already. I'd rather we not talk about it.
Terrible.
I can't name the last new Paul McCartney song I liked. I didn't like 4 or 5 seconds with Kanye and Rihanna. Sorry. Not sorry. But some of the songs on this album I really like. We're playing them on the HD2 station. Y98's HD2 station.
It's a good one.
It's the best station no one listens to.
My brother-in-law loves it.
I know.
He's obsessed with it.
The people who love it listen to it all day.
And my hairdresser, Aletha.
And that's like 7 people in St. Louis.
I think if they know about it, they would love it.
Yeah, how do you get it? How do you?
Well, a lot of people don't have HD radios in their car. If you do, it's 98.1 HD2.
Mm-hmm.
If not, you can listen to it online. The radio.com app.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Number one movie at the box office this weekend, Predator, surprised A Simple Favor with Blake Lively and what's-her-face, Anna Kendrick. Didn't do so hot.
I'm surprised,
really?
Too. I thought it looked like the best movie that came out this weekend.
I know. It came in third with $16 million. The Nun beat it, which came out last week. Then White Boy Rick came in fourth and Crazy Rich Asians in fifth.
You know there's like comedy in that simple twist movie or
A
whatever.
Simple Favor?
Yeah.
Huh.
Paul Feig.
Yeah, yeah.
Directed it. And he's totally a comedy guy.
Yeah. He directed Bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of other stuff.
Spy, Office, a lot of stuff.
Yeah. The Emmys are tonight. Were the Emmys on a Monday last year?
I don't remember.
Is this a new thing? I don't remember either. It used to always be on Sunday nights. People are trying to make a big deal about how Les Moonves is not invited to the Emmys. CBS didn't invite him, even though he oversaw 18 programs that are nominated this year. They say it's a non-issue. He hadn't attended the Emmys in several years, and each network gets a certain number of tickets. He doesn't get one.
Yeah.
There you go. But the categories are stacked. It's nuts. Okay, let's go through the comedies tonight. Glow, Barry, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Then you have Silicon Valley, Atlanta, Black-ish, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and Curb Your Enthusiasm. The dramas. I mean, even crazier. Handmaid's Tale, which won last year. Game of Thrones won the 2 years before that. This Is Us.
Wow.
The Americans. And then The Crown, Stranger Things, and Westworld.
Whoa.
Who do you pick?
I don't know.
Wow.
Like, can we just give the Emmy to all of them?
Because they're all great shows.
No kidding. And like Tim has said, this is the...
We live in a golden age of television.
We really do.
We're so lucky.
I'm surprised Ozark didn't get anything.
Oh, yeah.
No love. Did Jason Bateman get a nomination?
Maybe that's next cycle because it just came out. It just came out.
Well, when did last year's season come out? Did it miss the cut?
I
don't know.
I think last year's season maybe missed the cut because August would have been too late.
I think it was before summer. Because everybody was talking about it when I was at the lake.
And it probably missed the cut, and that's always weird, because I remember, like, shows would go off the air. Like, Frasier would win, like, 2 years after it'd been off the air because of where it, you know, it fit. It's bizarre the way the Emmys work like that.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
I started watching The Sinner. You were a fan of that one.
Yeah, with Jessica Biel.
It's heavy, man.
It is.
I like dark, but I like dark with like a little bit of a wink and some comedy in there.
No, there's nothing.
No comedy in this one.
No.
It'll bum you out.
And the second season, no Jessica Biel. It's like a completely different case, like Fargo and True Detective and all that stuff. So that's on tonight, 7 o'clock on NBC. Colin Jost and Michael Che from Weekend Update on SNL are the hosts for tonight. The first couple to get engaged on the proposal have split. That is a shocker. Oh. That is just crazy.
Oh, man.
I like that they split on their vacation.
This is awful. This woman is a horrible human being. Her name's Monica, and she ended up getting engaged to Mike Crow, who is an amputee police officer.
Yes.
Not only were they in Costa Rica on a trip, but it was celebrating his 30th birthday. And in the middle of the vacation, she told him she didn't have feelings for him anymore. Seriously?
She waited until they got to Costa Rica. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Do you know, on that show, The Proposal, do you know which one of them was, like, behind the curtain? And which
it was
one of
Mike,
them?
I believe.
He was behind Mike the curtain, was. And she was, like, yes. a contestant? Oh.
But luckily, so many people are invested in his story that he said, I don't know, I think there are going to be good things ahead for Mike.
Hmm.
Speaking of marriage, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, conflicting stories. Some people say they're already married. They got married in the courthouse in New York City last week, and then they're going to do a big church wedding later with family and friends. Others say they just got their marriage license. Other people say that he is going to become a dual citizen of Canada and the United States before they get married. Yeah, he's going to be our responsibility.
Well, what is it, Jen?
I don't know. And Richard Gere. Richard Gere is having another baby.
How old of a guy is he?
Well, I want you to guess.
62.
His wife is...
He's older.
Older.
Wife is 35.
He's 67.
I buy that.
Higher.
No way.
Oh, wow.
69?
Yep.
Wow.
And his wife's 35. He's almost double her age.
Wow, they must really have something special then for them to connect with that age gap. I really envy that. It's impressive.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 840, more online at y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
I will not bash Richard Gere. He's those rumors, he's been through too much.
Oh, the rumors about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People hear his name and they think of something. It's terrible. I'm just going to be nice to him.
Starting when?
Let me know my policy. I wish him and his new wife the best.
In their future endeavors.
Which aren't going to last more than 20 years.
Well. Y98 with the Courtney and Company Morning Show, starting your Monday off right with Taylor Swift tickets all day long. We already gave a pair away earlier today. Anytime you hear a Taylor Swift song, caller 13 wins tickets to her show tomorrow at the Dome at America Center.
What, in the next 20 to 25 minutes?
Yes, in the next 20 to 25 minutes.
Just helping you out.
Wow.
Up to you.
Jen, you were back in Buffalo. We're going to talk about your trip and your meet and greet with John Cusack in about 25 minutes, but were the Bills in town?
They were. I know a lot of people who are headed out to go tailgating, and I was in the air. I was mid-flight while they were playing.
Okay, well, they were playing the Chargers, and at halftime, Vontae Davis retired.
Retired at halftime?
No. There wasn't an announcement. I guess he went into the locker room. They were down 28-6 against the Chargers, and he decided to call it a career.
He catch the touchdown pass, by the way?
I have no idea. It says there was no announcement. He just left. One of the guys on the team said it's completely disrespectful to his teammates. He didn't say nothing to nobody. And then he said, I found out going into the second half of the game. They said he's not coming out. He retired. That's it. So he released a statement and he said,
wow,
this isn't how I pictured retiring, you think? But today on the field, reality hit me fast and hard. I shouldn't be out there anymore. I meant no disrespect to my teammates and coaches. He decided that he didn't want to keep sacrificing over a long season, wanted to walk away healthy rather than to, quote, limp away too late. He's 30.
Yeah, you have to play the rest of the game.
I would think so, too.
By the way, he went to the University of Illinois.
Oh, he went to U of I, really?
Yeah.
I love it. I'm envious of people who can make decisions like that, who just, they know how they feel and they act on it immediately. I worry, I wring my hands, all that stuff. I love it.
And he
That's
was just a like, little nope. too impulsive, I feel like.
But, like, he knew what he wanted and he took action. I love it.
True, but he kind of left his team and, you know.
He played two quarters!
Yeah, I know, but now you're short a guy.
Yeah. And if... if you change your mind and decide you want to come back to the NFL, there might be a lot of people that are like,
I mean, he's 30 years old. He just said, that's it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it no more.
Listen, this team ain't no good.
And, I don't know, but we need to get an update every week from Tim on his fantasy football.
I'm killing it. I almost feel guilty. I'm in two different leagues. I am 2-0 in both, and I'm in first place points-wise in one, second place in the other. You know.
And he doesn't know what he's doing.
Well,
he's going to win all the money.
It's as easy as just making sure the guys who are supposed to score the most points are playing. Yeah, if you follow the info. I think where people, they get too cute with it. They get too smart. They try to follow their instincts and stuff. It breaks it down for you pretty easily. Just make sure those guys are on the field. That's the Tim Convey method, and it works. But I'm dominating. I'm up 191 to 132 in one, 155 to 134 in the other, and I've still got a guy to play tonight. So
oh, man.
It's going pretty well, and my team name's still in both leagues, Team Convey. Jen's husband's trying to trade players with me. I'm like, no thanks, buddy. I'm going to let this thing play out.
He's making all the people who have been doing this for years and, like, think about slave it. And yes. buy magazines and sweat over it and have never been in the money really ticked off.
When I like it.
When you've got it, you've got it.
You're doing so well, you should just retire now.
Yeah.
On top.
Second week. Week two, I'm out.
I'm going to wait until the 8 o'clock hour of the show starts and then...
Sports Chatter!
All right, here's Lovely the Band and... Y98, Courtney and Company, and your next chance to win Taylor Swift tickets, I would say within the next 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. If I were a betting woman. What, am I not supposed to say it?
I don't know.
You still have to hear the song and call in and be caller 13. Why is it funny?
I just think it's funny that you give hints.
Hints? You just tell them.
Right, I know.
There's no hinting.
I would say...
Yeah, I would say.
Jen has good instincts for this stuff. Mm-hmm.
She can feel it.
Yeah.
I put my finger on my tongue, put it up in the air, and I'm like, 16,
what song?
15, 16 minutes? It feels like ready for it.
Ready maybe? For it? Is that what you're feeling?
Mm-hmm. So, you know the Nobel Prize winners, of course, doing amazing things.
I feel like I'm this close every year and they just never...
I know. You're on the short list for sure. But there were some Ig Nobel winners.
Science.
And Ig, I think, means ignorant or like a variation of ignorant.
Or like dishonorable.
And the people show up for this too, and I've never heard of it before, and they do it at Harvard.
Not honorable in character or purpose. Unworthy, dishonorable, shameful, despicable. That's what ignoble means. So here were the awards for the dumbest studies done last year. You know when we read these studies sometimes and it's like, oh yeah, I could have done that.
Yeah.
Are you getting paid to run this
and
study?
Money goes into studies. So you're always like, how did they get a grant for this?
Yes. Okay. Here are the winners from this year. They're all just great. A study found that cannibals don't get a ton of calories.
Oh, man.
Where did they find the cannibals?
Don't know.
And did they find cannibals?
I don't know.
And were they... Never mind.
A study looked at how good saliva is at cleaning dirty surfaces.
Is it?
Oh, I think that's worthwhile. That would be a game changer.
And don't you have to put saliva in your goggles when you go snorkeling? It helps
so
them
it
not
doesn't steam
fog up.
Specifically saliva?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Really?
Uh-huh. I see a new study.
Well, it sounds like they already did that study.
Well, they always tell you spit in your goggles.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, then they don't fog up. A study found that riding roller coasters can help you pass kidney stones.
I think that's valuable, too. Why are we making fun of these people?
Because how did you even come up with this?
Man, I think somebody that needed a kidney stone to be passed would be happy with that information.
Yeah. How about this one? A study looked at how effective it is to use voodoo dolls to get back at your horrible boss.
How effective is it? I want to know the answers to these studies.
Yeah.
A study... wrapped postage stamps around something on a guy.
Yeah.
To see if he got excited in his sleep.
That's ridiculous.
I told you. That's why it's one of the winners.
Were there forever
air?
Stamps?
Yeah. I think air makes them excited in their sleep.
This is another great one. A study looked at why people yell and curse while driving and measured the frequency of their screams.
I don't think we need to know that.
Right.
Or if it makes them feel better, yes.
Yeah.
Like cursing, getting that out.
Right.
Do you then feel a calming
Yeah, and you're less likely to do something real stupid.
A study found that wine experts can actually smell a single fly floating in a glass of wine.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
How do you smell a fly?
But like, why?
Why?
Was it to see if they were really wine experts? Like people who say they're wine experts and you think it's a load of baloney? Apparently not.
It's no fun having a fly in your Chardonnay.
A study found that most people don't read instruction manuals.
Really?
Right. Right? And the one that's making all the headlines, a scientific paper called Colonoscopy in the Sitting Position, Lessons Learned from Self-Colonoscopy.
What? Whoa.
Self-colonoscopy.
You missed it.
Side effect.
Congratulations to all the Ig Nobel winners.
I think it's funny they show up, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Especially the self-colonoscopy guy showed up.
News in just a minute, but first, Lance Hildebrand with traffic.
A milestone thanks to Grace for the tweet at Y98 Lance. You can tweet at me, follow me there during our driving.
We have ourselves a winner. Congratulations to
Sue Druppard of St. Louis Mo. Yeah, she has a pair of tickets to Taylor Swift tomorrow night. Dome at America Center. Jen's going. Tim's going.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else on the show? Nope.
Nope.
Kevin, you're not going?
I know. You're shocked. After Sarah went to Maroon 5, it was my turn.
I know you're usually the take the day off on the next day, like you did with Weird Al Yankovic.
I know.
We have more chances to win up until 7 o'clock tonight. Your last chance to win Paul Cook this afternoon. But anytime you hear a Taylor song, caller 13 wins tickets.
Okay, so I went over the weekend to meet my childhood crush. We all decided to go, my friends from high school, and meet up. And I said, here's the crazy takeaway. It's amazing what you do when you just put something out there. What can happen? So I saw that John Cusack was doing this Q&A, and they were going to show the movie Say Anything, which is one of my favorites.
And he's doing it where? Like, was it just in New York?
Doing this whole tour. No, he went to, it was a lot of East Coast places, like D.C., Boston, Rochester, Buffalo.
I wonder how they convinced him into doing that, because he does not seem like the type of person that would ever do that.
Or needs the money.
Right.
He needs the money.
Why?
That's my takeaway from this whole
thing. It has to be. That is not his MO.
It's not
his. A lot of divorces or something? I mean, how do you...
No, I don't think he's ever been married. I was going to ask
him. How does Cusack need the money then?
I don't know. I'll get into that whole thing. But I saw that he was doing this tour, and I threw it up there on Facebook, and all of my friends said immediately, like, I'll fly in for that. I'll come in. I haven't been back home in so long. And then all of a sudden it turned into this mini high school reunion. So it was super fun.
That's awesome.
So then it became less about meeting John Cusack and more
getting
about
friends.
Right. Hanging out with friends that I haven't seen in a couple of them in like decades.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool.
All right. Enough of this song. Maybe play some music from Say Anything.
But as Tim witnessed, I almost didn't make it.
Yeah, I saw that your flight was delayed.
I was leaving as soon as I got off the show on Friday, and I was at my desk just, you know, closing out some stuff, and I get this text. Your flight to Chicago has been delayed by 2 hours and 43 minutes. I only had like an hour layover in Chicago. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm running out the door, and I see Tim. He's like, bye, have fun. I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm going to make it. So I go to the airport. I get on another standby flight. Don't make that one. Oof. Then they tell me I'm not going to make it in until like 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, no.
And there were some real tears going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was the whole reason for your trip, essentially.
Come on. I said, no, I have this thing I have to go to. And
I have to meet John Cusack.
Yeah, I picture you with the gate agent standing in line with the boombox above your head.
Yeah. And I knew if I said exactly what I was going to see, they would all laugh at me. So I said, I just have this event that starts at 7:30. I have to be there. And so then, you know, she's like this.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Delta flight that will get you in at 6:20. Said, yes. And she's like, okay, let me see. 30.
$700.
There's one seat left. I'm like, do it, do it. So she puts me on that one, and I get on, and luckily, I make it home with 15 minutes to spare. My parents pick me up at the airport.
Dropped you off?
I literally get home, change clothes. Oh. My mom drives me to the airport.
Oh, just like the old days.
And my mom drops me off at the Center for the Arts. She's like, great. Have fun. I'm like, bye, Mom, thanks.
Don't do anything stupid.
But we had the best time.
So did they show the movie first and then do the Q&A?
They did. And there was a radio guy I grew up listening to who did the Q&A session. And man, I'm sending him an email today like, you did your best. You came prepared. I could tell you were a fan. And man, I just want to say, I'm sorry.
Because he was that big of a jerk?
Okay, here's the thing. He volunteered to do this.
Yes.
It's called A Conversation with John Cusack.
Mm-hmm.
And after the movie, he came out and people asked, so you like ask some questions. I'll be John Cusack. You be the guy who's interviewing him.
Hey, John Cusack.
What's it like to see this movie after all those years? Did you ever think it would hold up so well?
I really don't. I've never watched one of my movies after I have done it.
Whoa.
Hey, John Cusack. Why are you such a jerk?
Was it really that bad?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And then they opened it up to the floor and had people ask questions. And people are like, who are some of your favorite co-stars to work with? And he's like, you know, like the ones up there, but, you know, John Mahoney and Ione Sky, but there are too many to name. Hey, John Cusack, what's your least favorite movie that you ever did? Oh, I'm not going to say that. Hey, John. Who was the craziest person you ever worked with on set? I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus.
Oh,
I mean, every question. You can just tell this guy up there is like dying.
We've all done
interviews like that before. But people are paying money to see this guy.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like, this isn't some radio interview where you're being forced to promote a movie. Like, people paid money.
Some people flew into town.
Yeah.
Right? Somebody was the first person to ask a question.
All right. Okay. Oh, and then were you mad you asked it because he gave a terrible answer?
Well, this is why when you guys were telling me, you have to ask a question, you have to ask a question, I didn't want to ask a question because I know he has a reputation for being a jerk, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to feel like an idiot afterwards.
Yes.
And I knew no matter what I asked, there was one guy who asked a question about the Cubs winning the World Series because the guy was an Indians fan, and he... like went on
opened
and on
up.
About that.
Oh, Cusack did.
Yeah,
he had a Cubs hat on.
Yeah.
Yes. So I didn't know what to ask. I ended up using one of the questions that someone texted in on our text line. And I said, there have been so many 80s movies that have been remade recently. Like everything old is new again in Hollywood. Like The Karate Kid's been remade and Jumanji's been remade. And I threw out a couple other movies. Top Gun's being remade. Do you think Say Anything is the type of movie that could ever be remade?
Great question.
And with the iconic scene of you holding the boombox over your head, what would take its place? What would they do?
Yeah.
What would you hold?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't know. I blacked out after that. But he said something like,
I don't know, like an iPod and... you know, Lloyd Dobler in the remake would probably be arrested for stalking.
Like, you're no fun.
No fun.
Man. But you do remember how I stressed out about what to wear. And Ryan came in and said, what do we wear to meet John Cusack? And he was like helping me pick out my outfit. And Nora and I wanted...
The dress.
And Ryan's like, I think that's trying too hard. You need to wear this shirt. This shirt looks really good on you. So I wore the shirt. And afterwards, my friend Mary and I met him. And I walk up to him, and he's like, hi, nice to meet you. And he goes, cool shirt.
What?
And I said, thanks. And then afterwards...
Did you say it's a terrible hat you have on?
Yeah, I did. And then he said, thanks for coming out tonight. I hope you had a fun night.
Oh, did that make you love him again?
Yeah, a little bit.
Wow. You're so easy, Jen.
I know. I don't think he said it to anybody else.
Yeah, right.
In my head.
Yeah. You say. back-to-school carpet cleaning special. This month, three rooms pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized, starting at just $129. 314-474-2020. Online, ZeroResSTL.com. Spell it backward or forward. Zero Res spells the same.
Three in a row, you go!
All right, lining up again, we got Dave from Florissant.
Hi, Dave. Dave. Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hi,
Dave.
How's it going?
It's going okay.
All right, Dave, true or false? Cost is one of the four C's of a diamond.
False.
That's correct. Anybody know them?
Cut, color, clarity, and...
Carrot.
Carrot! I don't know why I yelled that. All right. What franchise has characters called Pikachu and Mewtwo?
Pokemon.
That's right. Name either letter that is worth 10 points in English Scrabble.
W.
Ah.
Anybody else know?
Z.
And?
J.
No.
Q.
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 Yeah, sorry. Try again.
Up next, we got Tom. This is Tom from last round. He was embarrassed. He didn't know the palindrome thing, but Tom is back. Probably not on 270 anymore, but he was last time. Hi, Tom.
Tom?
How you doing?
Great. We're doing as well as we were doing a few minutes ago. All right, Tom. Godfather Part 2 is the only film sequel to ever win an Academy Award for Best Picture.
True or false?
True or false? True. Did you say true?
I did.
Man, Tom, I'm sorry.
Do you know the other one? Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that's right.
I was going to say Cocoon.
It's a sequel. You're right.
Cocoon 2.
Right.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yep, yep.
Sorry, Tom.
Up next, William from O'Fallon.
William.
Hello.
True or false? Hurricanes and typhoons are the same thing.
True.
Great.
It is true.
I mean, not great. They're, none of them are great, but great, you got that right.
How many letters, William, are there in the English alphabet?
26.
Without even thinking.
Yeah. He was he was almost offended we asked that question.
Well, he also thought maybe it was a trick question.
Okay, and at the end of this movie, Gwyneth Paltrow's head ends up in a box.
Spoiler alert.
7.
Yeah! I mean, again, not applauding that her head's in a box.
No, none of this is, are we applauding for, but we are applauding for you for winning tickets to the Cards Giants this weekend.
We love the birds on the bat, but you are going to get the bird on the stick, because if you are one of the first 30,000 fans, 16 and older, this Friday night, Cards Giants, you get...
Y98, it is Courtney and Jen and Tim and Kevin and Lance all here for a Monday morning. And I know that, Tim, we do PA shows, public affairs shows. We switch back and forth and we each have a different one like once a month or so. And we get to know some really cool organizations that we'd never heard of. And then we pass them along to you. And the show runs on Sunday mornings at 6:30. And it's called St. Louis Voices. And Tim met a couple that really, I mean, just... You just want to help them in any way you can. And the show ran yesterday, but they're doing an event tonight.
That's right. They got an event tonight at Bar Italia. And the foundation is called the One Dream Foundation. And I talked with Betty and Oliver, who live in St. Louis. They lived in St. Louis for over 10 years now. But they're from Zambia over in Africa. And just a pretty incredible story. And basically what they're trying to do with the One Dream Foundation is build a school and a hospital over in Zambia. It's where they're from. And something like a hospital. You know, they talked about people walking miles and miles just for healthcare. So,
yeah, and they didn't even know each other. Like they didn't come to the U.S. together. They met each other.
Right. They met over here, fell in love, got married, and they're doing great, and they do this thing together. And it's one of the stories that really struck me is Betty was talking about when she was a child and in school, she had you know, her stuff for school, and they were very, very poor, and she had a pencil. She had one pencil for school, and one day on the way back from school, she didn't have a backpack. She had to carry everything. She dropped this pencil and got home, told her mom, and her mother was furious because they couldn't afford another pencil and they were just hard to find. And she was punished really badly for it. And it was such a big deal and it always had an effect on her, right? And then, just a few years ago when she had moved over here, she was with Oliver. Oliver had been in the U.S. for a while and Oliver's like, oh, I love this country. They've got these dollar stores. Everything in these stores is just a dollar. And she loved it. And she's like, wait a minute, that's a dollar? That's a dollar?
And yeah,
Oliver's
right.
Like, it's all a dollar. This is America. It's great. And I was struck by just how much they loved this country too. Anyway, so they're at the dollar store and she sees a pack of pencils, 20 pencils for a dollar. And she's like, these are a dollar? And he's like, it's a dollar store. And she was so struck by it because it had so much value to her and it had such an impact on her life as a kid when she lost that one pencil. And she thought, but here I can buy 20 pencils for a dollar. So what she started doing at the time, she was just waiting tables and every paycheck she got, she put $4 or $5 aside, bought pencils and sent them back.
Oh, wow.
To Africa. And that was also the impetus of her starting this foundation. So one of the first things that they started with when they started doing this and raising money was pencils to send back. And
right. More something and more, so yeah. Small yeah. to us.
Basic. Right. You don't think about it twice.
No.
Sometimes my kids get so many pencils that people send home in like gift bags.
You throw them away.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes yes. I don't even
send them to Zambia.
Right.
They could use them. So, and it's grown from pencils right. to all sorts of products to help people. And now they are building a school and a hospital. So
crazy.
The event tonight, it's called Bricks for Change. And basically everybody who shows up and is a part of this thing at Bar Italia, you're buying a brick for that hospital.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty cool. So everything they do is pretty great. There's live music, trivia, contests, auction with prizes, all kinds of food and drink stuff. It's $50 a person at Bar Italia tonight, and you can check it out at eventbrite.com or just show up. It's from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Bar Italia in the Central West End. They have amazing accents, too. So when they say Bar Italia, it's Bar Italia, and it sounds way
cooler. Now, do they have a website in case somebody can't make it and they want to donate?
Yes, check them out. You can donate, hear their story, and be a part of it. OneDreamFoundation.com. It's really easy. OneDreamFoundation.com.
There used to be this sports show, Wide, Wide World of Sports, back in the day on ABC. And what was their theme? It talked about the
joy, thrill of the victory.
The same. That's Camila Cabello, who will be opening up for Taylor Swift. Camila and Charlie XCX are her openers at the Dome at America Center. The show's tomorrow night, and if you still don't have tickets, never fear. Y98 is here to the rescue with another pair of tickets before 9 a.m. When you hear Taylor Swift play, be caller 13, because that's her lucky number, and you have a pair of tickets to the show.
Yeah, you have
the thrill of victory.
Sorry.
And the agony of defeat.
You don't have to wait for the song to be complete.
Okay.
Somebody just called in at the front desk and wanted to know when they start dialing. As soon as you hear a Taylor Swift song.
Immediately.
Hit it again.
The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat.
Yes.
We do have to wait for that song.
In a 24-hour period in our household this weekend, we did have the thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat, even though the defeat was a win. Okay, so let me start with the thrill. The thrill was I was gone from my kids all weekend long, and I missed a major sports milestone from one of my kids, so I was really bumming. But then, came home yesterday, and Nora said, I want to go outside and ride my bike. Dad took the training wheels off. I was like, oh, okay, let's do it. So, she had a little trouble at first, but we worked on it for like an hour. By the way, that is the worst workout you will ever get because you have to be hunched over, holding the seat with your hand, the back of the seat with your hand. She wanted me to hold different, like hold her around her waist or hold the handlebars. You have to hold the back of the seat and
hold
run
it up.
You have to run fast enough so they have enough momentum to keep going. And you have to keep the bike balanced with your hand holding the seat. And then once they kind of get their bearings, you let go. And at first she'd pedal like one or two pedals and lose her balance. But then it kept getting better and better.
You also have to be emotionally supportive, which takes a lot out of me.
Yeah. When they fall down, you're like, it's okay, brush yourself off and get back up.
It's
you
exhausting.
Can do this. But by the end of the night, she rode all the way down the street. And it was just amazing.
Oh, nice. The video's great. And, you know, and did she then have it?
She's got it.
Yeah.
She's got it. But then the next thing is learning how to push off. You know, push off on your own.
Get going.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that made up for the other event that happened over the weekend. So a couple of Nora's soccer games have been rained out. So I was bummed to be missing her first game. It wasn't supposed to be the first one. And Saturday, while I'm visiting my friends from high school, Ryan takes a picture post-game. Her cheeks are all flushed. And he said, first game of the day in the books. We won 10 or 11 to 1.
Wow.
And your daughter scored a goal. I was like, oh.
You missed a goal.
I missed her first soccer goal. I'm dying. And then he wrote, as it turns out, it was the only one the other team got.
I cannot believe it. When I saw it this weekend, I'm like, what are the odds that... Well, I mean, the odds are great. Yes. She's just like you.
She is her mother's daughter because everybody knows the story. And once I posted it on Instagram, all these people were saying, wait, didn't you score a basket for the other team in basketball? Yes, it was the only basket I ever scored. We've told the story a million times. Nora doesn't even know the story. And Brian said, that's your girl. Your athletic legacy carries on.
Was she upset? Was she aware?
Oh, she didn't care.
No.
She didn't care.
Yeah, at least she got hers out of the way. Yours scarred you for life because it happened in high school.
Middle school, but still.
Yeah, she's only five. There'll be lots more goals to come, hopefully for the correct team.
Yes. Luckily.
Agony of defeat.
They had enough of a lead that it was okay, but man.
I like it was their only goal the other team got.
I know.
As long as she scores another one, it cancels that out. Your problem is it was the only one you scored.
So it's never going to come back.
I stopped playing after that season.
Really? Why?
Did you stop or did they ask you to stop?
And you're so tall. They were probably like, oh, good. We got a tall girl.
And whenever people would meet me, they're like, oh, you're so tall.
You play
baby. If it's meant to be,
it'll be,
it'll be,
baby, if it's meant to be,
if it's meant to be,
it'll be,
baby,
if it's meant to be,
it's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today.
Do it!
Predator number one at the box office, Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick really surprised. Their movie, A Simple Favor, came in third behind The Nun and only made $16 million. Maybe it'll just take a little while.
What's that, is that disappointing, or are you just saying that because it's third and you thought it would be higher?
I thought it would be higher.
Too.
The Predator.
Predator, though, you knew that was going to.
I know.
But the Predator, they're saying at $24 million isn't even that
It's not
great.
Good.
No. Oh, so it's just a slow weekend in
general.
Yeah.
We talked earlier this morning about how Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin might be married. They might have just gotten a marriage license. He also apparently wants to become a U.S. citizen. I don't know. Lots of rumors, nothing confirmed. But People Magazine is saying it's official. They married at the courthouse.
Huh.
They did it in New York City, though, which is odd. And apparently all these sources say afterwards they came out and he's like, I love you, babe. And I'm so glad we're married. And
that's a solid,
really? You think he's
Bieber
doing
impression.
That in New York City?
I love you, babe. What you mean like he, like if they wanted it to...
To be hush-hush?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Wait, what did he say again when he came out of the corner?
I love you, babe.
I love you, babe.
David Harbour from Stranger Things, you know, Hopper, said he would get ordained and officiate a wedding for two fans if they got 125,000 retweets. They did, and it happened.
Awesome. Oh,
he seems like a cool guy. And, man, in a shocker to everybody, Becca from The Bachelor... You know, the one that Ari...
Young Becca.
The one he was like...
Becca Martinez.
You're 21. Yep, she's pregnant.
Yeah, we did this last week.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who the daddy is, though, right?
No.
Yeah, no, we do. Chase something.
Yeah, some guy.
Just some guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's engaged to him.
But she's really pregnant.
Yeah.
They've been together for like 7 months.
How do it happen?
Well,
go ask your mom.
Well, that was for Tim, right?
This was pretty cool. A little local schmig. So sports writer for the Post-Dispatch, Ben Hockman, posted a picture. Did you see this over the weekend? See this picture? Okay.
In the dugout?
Yeah.
He's always posting.
I post a million times, but, I mean, that's his job. He posted a picture of two players sitting next to each other on the bench.
Oh, yeah.
One's name is Burr. The other one's name is Hamilton. And he wrote pitcher's duel.
And he's a huge Hamilton nerd,
he
right?
He is a huge Hamilton nerd. So I think that his life was made because Lin-Manuel Miranda retweeted the picture.
Oh,
the picture,
that's awesome!
And wrote, walk less, dot, dot, dot.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Walk less. That's funny. It works walk both less. Ways.
Primetime Emmy Awards are on tonight on NBC. Colin Jost and Michael Che from SNL's Weekend Update are your hosts. We talked earlier this morning. You can go back and listen to the podcast later on this morning about the really strong nominees for Best Drama.
Man.
There are seven, and I don't know how you pick. I would give it to all of them.
I don't think anybody could be disappointed in whoever wins.
No. Handmaid's Tale, Game of Thrones, This Is Us, The Americans, The Crown, Stranger Things, and Westworld. Man, there is not a bad one in there. They all deserve it.
Thrones.
Yeah.
Mine would be a three-way tie between The Crown, This Is Us, and Handmaid's Tale. Stranger Things, nah. I like Stranger Things, but maybe not the Emmy. Okay, Carrie Underwood. She took a lot of heat over this interview that she did earlier this year. She said, talking about having more children, I'm 35, so we may have missed our chance to have a big family. We always talk about adoption and about doing it when our child or children are a little older. And all these people just tore her apart online, saying she's only 35. She's at a great place in her life professionally and financially to have more kids. You know, everybody butted into her business. Well, they didn't know the whole story. CBS Sunday Morning, she did an interview yesterday saying she had 3 miscarriages in the past 2 years. Gives her comments a little bit more context now, everybody.
Because people were mad because she was saying, got it.
I think that it was a lot deeper and nobody knew.
Right.
Right. And way to kick her while she's down. She said, if we can never have any other kids, that's okay. I have this amazing life. What can I complain about? I can't.
It's a loss.
Yeah.
Period.
Right. And she was mourning it, but wasn't ready, I think, to go and tell her full story. Well, she did announce that she was pregnant in August. And when she had that pregnancy, she was expecting to go into the doctor and have them tell her that she was going to miscarry again for a fourth time. But she is pregnant. And because of that, she's put off her cry pretty tour until next spring. Speaking of children, Woody Allen says he believes Ronan Farrow is his son, but, quote, I wouldn't bet my life on it. Ronan Farrow, you know, there are rumors that Mia Farrow and Frank Sinatra are the parents. And if you look at a side-by-side, we made Tim look at it last week, Ronan Farrow and Frank Sinatra side-by-side. That's not Woody Allen's kid.
It looks just like Frank Sinatra. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jack Nicholson's grandson, Duke, is going to be in Jordan Peele's follow-up to Get Out. It's going to be his film debut. The film's called Us. And Avengers Infinity War has ended its box office run, the fourth highest grossing movie in North American box office history.
Wow.
That is Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. And we'll do celebrity birthdays in about 10 minutes. But Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
Hey, thanks to Lori for the tweet at Y98 Lance. You can tweet at me, follow me there during our driving.
Too much. Help me.
Y98, it's time for Entertainment Schmig Celebrity Birthdays. And there are a couple good ones today, I gotta say. And really, I think all of these, we know people who have had crushes on these celebrities.
Oh, really?
At one time or another.
Okay,
let's start with one I know a lot of my friends have had crushes on. Kyle Chandler. Coach Taylor in Friday Night Lights. He was in Bloodline, too, but, I mean, everybody loves him from Friday
Night
Lights.
Haven't we had him on?
Yes.
He was very nice.
Yes.
But I can recall. I remember, I don't have any thoughts of not liking him, so he must have been nice. Kyle Chandler.
50.
Yeah. I 51.
He was on an episode of Flipping Out, too. Jeff Lewis helped him.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. 48.
47 was the number I had at first in my head.
53. Kevin's closest.
Wow.
Okay. I know a lot of people love Nate Berkus.
Where's he been?
Yeah.
Designing stuff for
disappeared.
Target.
I met my brother Kern worked for him for a long time. I met Nate a few times. Very nice.
Uh-oh. He might
come
have
on, Kevin.
Him.
What do
I
got to do?
I was in a different...
You met him, but how old is he?
41.
No, he's older than that.
Is he?
47.
You got it.
Wow. Well, he met him. He should know.
Yeah.
Okay, how about Alexander Ovechkin?
Okay.
Won the Stanley Cup this year.
He's the reason Capitals. They're saying the Stanley Cup, we can't do the keg stands because he did a keg stand with it.
Like he's been the only one.
Hockey players are hard because they are young.
Yeah.
But he's been on the Capitals for a long time. That doesn't mean anything because he could have started when he was 18.
29.
32.
27.
33.
Wow. And Guy had a crush on this man.
Oh, Grant Show?
Nope.
Okay.
It's Luis Miguel.
Nope. A different one.
I'm trying to think of all the men he's had crushes on.
Matt Damon.
Nope.
Because he did.
Nope.
Mike Wall?
Give me the first initial.
I'll sing for you. My funny Valentine.
Constantine Maroulis.
And we have another story about Constantine Maroulis, too.
He kind of age-shamed Jen.
Yeah, so he's 40.
Oh, I remember.
Three?
Yes!
Yes.
That's what I was
going
to say.
Okay, here's the Constantine Maroulis story, if you don't recall. He came in. He was doing a show at the Muni. Believe it was Joseph and the Technicolor.
And he had a deep V-neck on, and it did not look good.
Like, almost down to his navel.
It was bad. But he was very nice, let's be honest.
He was nice-ish until he talked about how he was a big Yankees fan. And I had done some research on him, so I knew we were the same age. And I said, oh, man, back in the day, did you eat a Reggie bar? They used to have candy bars called Reggie bars. They were round, and they were Reggie Jackson candy bars. And he's like, no, I wasn't that old. And Courtney says, Courtney said, well, you guys are the same age. And he goes, no, I'm 41. And I said, yeah, I'm 41.
Well, your hair was gray.
My hair was growing back in and I wasn't coloring it. It was gray. But I wanted to say, oh, yeah, and I have gray hair because I had cancer. Now how do you feel? That's not why I have gray hair.
And you shouldn't be wearing a deep V.
Oh! Happy birthday, Constantine! That's Anne-Marie, who opened up for Ed Sheeran and actually co-wrote that song with Ed Sheeran. It's called 2002.
Who is opening up for Taylor Swift tomorrow night?
Charlie XCX is the first one, and then Camila Cabello.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was just looking stuff up online. I think Charlie XCX goes on at 7, Camila goes on at 7:30, and Taylor, well, maybe after 7:30. Taylor doesn't go on until 8:45 or 9 o'clock.
Courtney, I know you can't make it. Do you want me to get you a Camila Cabello t-shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to get something. And Kevin, Charlie XCX.
Yeah, I would love that. Thank you. Double XX.
All right, I have a couple random stories. Did you see that this Elizabeth Smart, one of the kidnappers, is going to be released this week?
Yeah.
We saw the story last week, but then I read more this morning. Actually, she was not granted parole. Uh-uh. It was just she finished her sentence.
Yes.
Because when they were first charged...
Wednesday, she's getting released.
Yeah. And parole board said she is a danger.
Yes.
Wow.
And shouldn't be released, but she's you know,
she served her time.
Served her time. And actually, when the case happened and they sentenced her to, what, 15 years or something?
15 years.
They actually gave her time served. However long it took for the case to go to trial and be completed, they let her, you know, they counted all the time leading up to that as time served.
Isn't that crazy?
It's bananas. No, she should not be out. Mm.
And there's, so the parole board was like, she's a danger, but there's just, when you've served your time, you've served your time. There's nothing you can do.
You can't do it. She was only, her husband.
That was the, I mean, that was what she was convicted of. Right. That was her sentence.
She and her husband were accused of kidnapping her. The husband was sentenced to two life sentences. So he's never getting out. But she was only sentenced to 15 years or something.
Oh, yeah,
it's disgusting.
That.
It's so terrible. Can you imagine what Elizabeth Smart feels, how she feels? And she does a ton of things now. Like, she's on that crime TV or crime watch, whatever that show is. She does different stories on that. Not great reporters on that show. But she's
married.
She's one of the ones.
Yeah, she's married. She has two kids. She's a big advocate, too. She talks about teaching girls, like, changing the way you teach sex ed. Because after she was assaulted by these horrible people, she felt like she was worthless because that's what she had been taught. Like, you don't have relations before you get married. And then after all this happened, she was like, no one's ever going to want me.
And it's weird because it's like somebody like that, that happened to, you would think a lot of times they go below, they want to live their life under the radar. And she's really not.
Right.
No.
Right.
She wants to empower other people and let them. No, she's a wonderful person.
Yeah, so Wednesday she's going to be released, which is really, really scary.
Ugh.
And I'm sure that Elizabeth Smart's going through all the same stuff she went through before.
Yeah.
Now you know this person's going to be out on the streets.
Post-traumatic stress.
Not that you're worried about it happening to you again, but it's like, what are they capable of?
Yeah. Right.
What are we doing?
She's 72 now, by the way, the woman.
And still considered a danger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't know how to move on to this, so I'm just going to move on to it. Couple got busted because they shoplifted for clothes at Walmart because they wanted nice clothes to wear to their court appearance.
Oh, man.
And then this is a sweet. We'll end with a sweet story.
I mean, you want to look like you're an upstanding citizen and look like you have your act together more than you do. That didn't go out the way they planned.
All right, so we're going to end with a really, really sweet story. There's an older guy in England, and he had this huge crush when he was in grade school on his sister's friend. But he never said anything because he was younger, she was older. He was 7. They met in the 50s. She was 9.
Mm-hmm.
His mom thought that was too big of an age difference, so she sat him down and said he wasn't allowed to have a crush on her. All right, Mom. Well, now they're both in their 60s.
By the way, I've told Finn's friends all that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because Nora blows them kisses, and I'm like, none of you are ever allowed to date her. Ever. And then one of them was like, I don't want to date Nora, but think about it. If one of us married her, then we'd be brothers with Finn. And I'm like, stop talking about this right now.
My God.
So anyway, these two are now both in their 60s because this crush happened in the 50s.
Yeah.
There's a two year age difference now.
60 and 62.
Yeah, right. Not a big deal. Well, they reconnected on Facebook a few years ago, hit it off, started dating, and they recently got married at the community center, which used to be the school they both went to.
Wow.
That is a wedding venue.
Oh, that's sweet.
The same place they first met almost 60 years before.
Oh, that's adorable. See, I will let Nora get married to one of them when she's 60. I probably won't be around anymore.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.